USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate with a rare New Year's Day session as they will gavel in at noon Eastern time today. By rule, the vote to end debate on the override defense bill veto comes at 1 o'clock Eastern time, which needs 60 votes. Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. And a very happy new year from all of us here at USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
As the calendar turns to 2021, the Good News Network reports on a survey that revealed 2021 could be a lot better. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports from the Texas Bureau.
Jerry Weiss-Corbelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is declaring March 14th a day of remembrance in New York City for coronavirus victims. The city's first resident died from virus complications on that day in 2020. Since then, more than 25,000 New York City residents have passed from the virus. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he would object to the electoral count on January 6th to allow debate on how the election was run. Hawley saying at the very least Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. He also reminds everyone on Fox News,
I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up in the election process. We had unprecedented interference from the biggest, most powerful corporations in the history of the world, the big tech corporations, all in favor of Joe Biden, censorship like we have never seen before. We have had no congressional investigation of the fraud. We need it. We've had no congressional action. We need that to protect our election going forward. So I'm going to make all of these points, and I'm going to try to force a debate about all of these points.
In 2005, California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer challenged the results of the 2004 election of George W. Bush.
Every citizen of this country who is registered to vote should be guaranteed that their vote matters, that their vote is counted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.